Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America party, the backup party in case Trump gets skunked by the rhino rats. We're standing in the wings. We're waiting. We have our theme song. We have our logo. We have a book. And we do YouTube short clips. So we're ready. We can step in at a moment's notice and bring Trump to victory. And we have our own party platform. And I'll read it to you later on during the show. It's very revolutionary. Yes, you've heard of the Book of Revelation? We have the Book of Revolution. And it predicts that Hillary will win 2 terms. 10 to 20 for espionage, and 20 to 50 for murder. And Obama's going to throw it to the wolves. And very shortly, she's going to be in the Colosseum. Okay, so my topic tonight, or this afternoon, it's 3:50 in America on the East Coast. Welcome to the party of death. Can you say demo camo? The Republicans had 17 candidates, a basketful, a cornucopia, a basketful of Greeks, Italians, Latinos, women, Germans, Indians from India, top qualified African Americans, not a race card placebo like when we ended up with the vanilla fudger. That's what I call him. He's our first black president. No, he's not. He's half white. Well, then Bill Clinton is. Give me a break. That's why I call him, he's half vanilla, he's half chocolate. He's a vanilla fudger. Now, on the clubhouse side, the party of death to jobs and kids, what are we presenting? Two white yesteryear candidates. One who can't answer 3 a.m. phone calls, and a communist who sings, "This land is my land as he takes your land." You need to see how communism works before you become a slave. Fidel Castro was worth more than $670 million. That was about 6 years ago. Now he's cleaning up. After Obama went down here, did the biggest drug deal in the Western Hemisphere, signed up to get that Cuban gold. Oh, yeah. And the border guards have been told to stand down. So Fidel Castro is worth $670 million at least. And a Cuban doctor makes $24 a week. A neurosurgeon. Yeah. Hugo Chavez seized Chevron Oil and big American companies down in Venezuela. And he gave Putin $1.8 billion for AK-47s. And his people have no toilet paper. And they just got a four-day work week with no pay. Oh, yeah, they're doing fantastic. And they got a four-day work week. Don't you hate these guys, these un-American bastards that say everything is better in Europe? Have you seen Europe lately? A woman can't walk down the street without being raped by terrorists. Yeah. I saw a sign at one of the borders that said, "Let us in or we'll kill you." And my favorite is one Muslim, bad Muslim, because they're good Muslims. I noticed one guy. And there's one bad Muslim had a sign. You know what the sign said? "Kill all the juice." J-U-I-C-E. How's that? The guy's going after grapefruits. Yeah. Unbelievable. Putin is the richest man in Russia, but the people are hurting. Communism works great for the man on top. Everybody else is under suspicion. A lot of people think Fidel got rid of Che Guevara. He was too popular. He sent him down to where? Peru, and he dropped a dime on him. Hello, Peru? This is where he's at. Then they made him a hero. They put him on a wall. The last thing you want is a street named after you or an airport. What you want is you want to be alive with a little shingle. Yep. The communism works great for the man on top, but only the man on top. And you notice when these guys come to the top, the first thing they do is they kill all their subordinates and get new ones. Stalin wiped out the entire officer corps just in time for Hitler to invade Russia. He also didn't like Jewish doctors, and he tried to wipe out all the Jewish doctors in Russia. He thought they were killing the Russian people. Yeah, a little paranoid, huh? Yeah, and he ruled the Soviet Union for a long time. Communism works great for the man on top. Everybody else is under suspicion. The party of death, the Democrats, they kicked God out at the last convention. And don't take my word for it. Go to YouTube and just Google Democrats throw God out. Something will come up and you'll see the count. It's going to really rock you. If you're a Christian and a Democrat, you're going to be sick. Doctors say you're going to die. So, abortion is the greatest single crime made into a law, denying the civil rights of the growing child by calling him or her fetal tissue. Where's the ACLU for the civil rights of the unborn? They don't want Americans born. You know how many Americans are chopped into little pieces every year? 1.2 million. You know how many legal aliens come into this country every year? 1.2 million. And that doesn't count the illegal ones, which could be anything. If you can carry a kilo of coke, you got an express ticket right into the U.S. So, abortion is the greatest single crime made into law, denying the civil rights of the growing child. If a murderer kills a pro-life pregnant mother, that fiend is only charged with one murder, not two. How sick is that? 200 pro-life babies died on 911 with their pro-life mothers, and they were not included in the death count. And their names weren't even put next to mom's on the wall. The family could have named the kid. Many of them knew the sex of the child, but if you didn't, you give them a neutral name. But they should be up there with their mothers. They died with their mothers. What do you think the last words of a fetus are just before they pull him or her apart? I love you, mommy. And if you let them live, you'll hear those words. I got a 4-year-old grandson, and he's down at the bottom of the stairs. His mother's coming down the stairs. His mother is all dressed up. She's going out with the girls. And the 4-year-old says to his mother, he runs around the house all day long saying, "I'm a boy, I'm a boy." He says to his mother, "Are you ready for this? You look beautiful, mommy. Where are we going? I'll get my shoes." She says, "Oh no, you're going to stay here. I'm going out with some girlfriends." He goes, "Who am I staying with?" Says, "Your father." He went, "Yuck." He wanted to go where the action was. That stuff, right? 4 years old. Kids see more than you realize, and they learn very fast. And we know that, right? Anybody that's been around kids knows. They are totally talented. And they will really rock your world. I hear married women that have kids that have to stay at home to raise them, which is the right thing to do. Because after about 7 years old, the state starts to take control of them. And you got to bond with your child. So, having said that, where are we here? Abortion, I said, is the single greatest crime. I said 200 pro-life babies died on 911. We have no intelligence, and the president abandons Navy ships to Iranian fishermen. President stand down, and Madame LaFosse left the troops to die in Benghazi, and with the help of the communist media, covered up the murders. Under this American imposter, 2 million classified documents fell into enemy hands. One convicted spy got a sex change operation, took the name Chelsea. The other big spy was an alleged KGB agent named Snowden, who fled to China with the goods, let the Chinese pick over what they wanted, and then he fled to Russia. And the communists in the USSA, the useless of A, communists, called him a free speech hero. Alleged agent, KGB agent Snowden, is still in China, in Russia. Only Trump can save us now. And Ted Cruz is owned by Goldman Sachs. You take money in the form of anything, you're bought and paid for. Trump is jam tight and jelly free. Bartender, play me a Democrat song. Before the vanilla fudger leaves office, he is going to screw this country up so bad. All his dirty deeds will have been accomplished. You have no idea what's coming tomorrow. And every day, this guy, since he's been in office, has done something to hurt America. He has never helped us. He is nothing but an enemy. And now, the big news is they're going to take Andy Jackson off the $20 bill, playing the race card. And I'll tell you something. If somebody goes on a 20 other than Andy Jackson, I'll never use a $20 bill. I'll stick to Hamilton's and 50s. But this is how this communist organization is rewriting American history. The next generation up will be taught that World War II was started by America to enslave the people of Europe. You mark my words. And not only that, besides going after, first they went after Hamilton on the 10, and they got too much opposition, so now they're going to the 20. Andy Jackson fought the battle in New Orleans. He's a hero in the South, okay? I was down in New Orleans. They got a beautiful statue of Andy Jackson. And when he fought the battle in New Orleans against the British, there were slaves, there were Indians, Seminole Indians with him, there were pirates with him, there were Americans from other states, the boys from Kentucky with their long rifles. We were United States of fighting a common cause. And now the only common cause we have is Common Core, which is to re-educate your children and destroy your American heritage. Stalin said the three greatest threats that he feared from the American people was their spirit, their religion, and their sense of unity. And look what's happened. Look what's happened. The media is no good. The media has been in the communist camp for years. They play the people. The only comedy show that's political is SNL. And it's all left-wing comedy. Left-wing is a nice word for communist. Learn to say the word communist. The sooner you flush them out, the sooner they will become obvious. So that's one issue, and that's hitting the papers today. They always pull a sneak attack on a Friday night. You know, when Prince Leo Neal, the Navy SEAL, who put three bullets into bin Laden, you know he's been scapegoated, right? They found him sleeping in a car in a parking lot with the engine running, and they arrested him. Now you think that a cop who's also under attack from the communists would have reached into the car, shut his ignition off, put the keys in his lap and said, "Thank you for your service." That's what I would have done. What would you have done? Well, the law's the law. Yeah, abortion is the law. Slavery was the law. Don't give me the law's the law because you're the first one to break it. I know you're kind. You point out Americans and Christians to the Gestapo. Yeah, and he read a book. He was reading a book. Take him away. Unbelievable. And here's the other issue. This one really gets me. 40 days before 9/11, 47 senators in the flag of the United States. They had nothing better to do. 40 days before 9/11, 50 days before 9/11, 125 communists in the Congress voted to burn the flag. And the lie that they told to get over on the American people was it's freedom of speech to burn an American flag. They should have to go to Tarawa. They should have to go to Iwo Jima. They should have to go to the Kasserine Pass. They should have to go to Benghazi and see the flag-draped coffins on all the battlefields that America fought to save that flag from being burned by its enemies. And anybody who burns an American flag today is an enemy. And enemies have to be killed. So, or convinced not to do it again. Yeah. Anyway, so 47 senators, that's almost half the Senate, voted to burn the flag. Eight of them were Republicans. One of them was Mitch McConnell. And another one is Thad Cochran. These two guys are still doing damage and working for the Democrats. They have to be removed. El Trumpo can't do everything himself. We have to support El Trumpo. When he comes into office, he's got to get rid of a lot of people. We can make it easier for him. Anybody that's up for election who will not support El Trumpo cannot be allowed to ride the rising tide. They must be drowned at the starting gate. So give Trump a team, and Trump will give you your country back. Don't just let him go there to fight another convention. Get rid of those convention rhino rats and demo camos. So one of the 47 senatorial rats was Carlos the Jekyll. Not the Jackal, the Jekyll, because he has two faces. Levin, who is now retired. So Obama, rewarding good communists, is turning around and he's going to name a warship after a guy that never served his country, a guy who voted to burn the flag, a guy who votes to kill kids and give them no anesthesia while they pull their legs off. Carlos the Jekyll Levin. They're going to name a warship after him. This is like an inside joke. The communists are running the country, and every day they play a little joke on Americans. This man does not deserve to be named on a septic system truck. And that should not be allowed to happen. And the same with Jackson on the 20. Leave the money alone. Stop playing. Next, you're going to tell us to take the crosses down. And let me give my salute to the governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, because she betrayed. She used the people of South Carolina to get a national spotlight as a vice presidential candidate. So what did she give up to get the job? She gave up the rebel flag. She gave up the flag of the Confederacy, which is not about slavery. Slavery was a small issue. Only 6% of the Confederates owned slaves. 3% owned the most. And let me ask you a question. If cotton only grew in New York, what would have happened? Oh, New Yorkers would have refused. Yeah. You don't know the story of money. So anyway, she sold them out. And I got to tell you, it isn't the rebel flag they want down. It's the American flag and then the cross. So, having said that, I am going to do a tribute to Dirty Hanoi John Kerry. Hanoi John, who went to Japan to mourn the loss of the atomic bomb deaths of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. 100,000 each. Do you know how many Filipinos the Japanese killed when they took Manila? 100,000. Do you know how many Chinese babies were used for bayonet practice like the Democrats do with abortion in Nanking, China? And the Chinese have yet to pay back for Nanking, and don't think they don't think about it. 100,000. So, John Kerry, you're selling us out while you're on the job. This song is dedicated to you, John. You're a bird dog.
Johnny is a joker. A very funny joker, he's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. He joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he thinks of my cow, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and put the love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird
So if you go to Yahoo, you'll see the Navy is going to name a warship after Senator Carl Levin. How disgusting. How disgusting. And somebody, the Tea Party, here's what the Tea Party says. We'll get a few chuckles here. They said that Carl Levin is no Carl Vincent. As the Obama administration named another warship after a politician, Trump will change all that. They'll change 10 minutes after he's in there. Anything that's been named after a politician will be changed to the good ship Lollipop. They'll name a garbage scow after Carl Levin and the other crappers. As the Obama administration named another warship, a new report is circulating in Congress that shows that nearly 200 Navy and Marine Corps Medal of Honor recipients have never been awarded such an honor, contrary to naval guidelines and tradition. If George Patton was alive today and he walked into the Pentagon, all you would hear would be bitch slaps and people jumping out of windows followed by gunshots. The whole Pentagon would be moved to Syria. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus has named several ships after Democrats and liberal activists not connected to the military. Those were the ones that killed the guys in Nam. It wasn't the Viet Cong that killed Americans in Nam. It was the communists back home that killed those guys in Nam. The ones in Chicago and New York and San Francisco, and we did nothing. I was so disappointed when I saw that they were pushing, the minority was pushing the majority around. And they played all cards. Just look at Bruce Springsteen. You think he's a hero? He's got a song everybody walks around singing. Born in the USA, born in the USA, born in the USA. How about the second stanza? Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. How's that for patriotism? How about sent to Korea to save South Korea from the yellow man in North Korea? To save the South yellow man. How about going to South Vietnam to save the South Vietnamese yellow man from the North Vietnamese yellow man? Thank you, Bruce Springsteen. That guitar's about the right size, and you know what you can do with it. So the Secretary Obama, these are all, remember the czars, the 24 czars were appointed the first day the rat man came into office? They got to be all purged. Hi, I'm President Trump. What do you do here? Well, I work for the EPA. I put ranchers, farmers, especially the small ones, out of business. If I see a puddle on their 3,000-acre farm, I can seal off the farm and call it hazardous. What do you want me to do, Mr. President? Have I ever worked with concrete? No, I've never worked with concrete. I'm in the lip service business. What is this you're handing me? I don't even know what this is. What do they call that? It's a trowel? Why do I have to get on the bus that's marked the Rio Grande? Oh, I've been reassigned? But I was doing good up here. I was taking payoffs and everything. Look, go down to Mexico and see if you can collect money for the war. You can stand there with a cup. Unbelievable. This move has rankled some Republicans. Yeah, a lot of help they are. They note privately. They note, we know privately, we're behind the rock here, underneath the rock, so Obama can't find us. A long list of war heroes yet to be so wanted, and the Navy's own tradition of naming destroyers after deceased Medal of Honor recipients. How about naming it after Princely O'Neill, the guy that put three rounds into bin Laden? Well, he was interviewed by the left, and they said, how did you kill bin Laden? Isn't that rather crude? Couldn't you have negotiated with him? Oh, no, I didn't have time. I just only had time to go bap, bap, bap. Yeah. To Carl Levin, that's a joke. I'm going to write Trump tonight, tell him the first thing he's got to do is take the name of that ship off and put it on a little scow and sink it. Put it on. Give it a Obama bin Laden funeral. You know what that is, don't you? They put the body over the side, and then they had a urination celebration. Filled up the water with chum, and then followed by beer cans and cigarette butts. Yeah, oh my God. One congressional staffer noted that Mr. Levin presided over the committee during the Obama administration's major drawdown of troops and weapon systems. I got better news for you. He was on the Intelligence Committee before 9/11, and he knew as much as Peter King, who's on the Intelligence Committee now. That jerk, he gets his intelligence from DC Comics. He has no intelligence whatsoever. He wears a skull cap with an umbrella on top. Somebody said to him, did you know that the Russians have taken the Crimea? And he said, who told you that? Unbelievable, man. Peter King. And guess who Peter King doesn't like? He doesn't like Donald Trump. And he doesn't like Ted Cruz. Yeah, Peter King. And he's on the Intelligence Committee. You know how much intelligence we got? We got nothing. If before 9/11, we had nothing, and today we have less. Thank you, Vanilla Fudger. Yeah. Unbelievable. It is really sad. Let's see what the Tea Party people say. This is kind of long. Everybody's complaining. The writers are complaining. Here's what Joyce says. What we have in Congress is a mirror reflection of our society. If we have dishonorable and morally dysfunctional people, we get what we deserve. I'm going to take a break. My throat is dry. I'm going to play you Americano. He said he's going to...
Okay, all right, yeah, man, wanna be American, wanna be American. grab that golden ring. Just remember he's Americano.
Well, watch it, pal, cause he'll take everything.
He wanna be Americano, Americano, Americano. He wants to drive a Cadillac. Ooh, now he's chasing showgirls, smoking Camels, whiskey and soda. Now he's never going back. He likes that rock and roll.
Got a flashback. I'm just thinking, I think it was in the late 50s, early 60s, I started to notice a lot of Indian doctors. And I said, what, you know, I knew how hard it was to become a doctor at the time. You know what I'm saying? It was very hard. It was like almost a closed shop. You had to be. It was very hard to become a doctor in the U.S. And then I noticed all these Indians are doctors in the hip, and they started to. And I said, what are all the Indians are doing here becoming doctors? And you know what I was told? You know what the pat lie was at the time? Oh, they're all here studying medicine, and they're going to go home and help the poor in India. Yeah, you know where they are now? They're in the Hamptons. I know, go back to India. Forget about it. Yeah. They built a bridge between Brooklyn and Staten Island. It was called the Verrazano. It's still there, even though Al-Qaeda has tried to blow it up or cut the cables. And that's one of their goals. And, you know, they don't give up on their goals until they're accomplished. But they could. Oh. Okay. Okay. Somebody's just telling me something. So the bridge was supposed to be, once it was paid for, I think it was built around 72. Because it's an intercity bridge, there are no tolls on intercity bridges. So after the bridge was paid for, the bridge would be toll-free. In 1 year, the bridge was paid for, and today the toll is $15. Guys who come cross-country into New York, when they do the toll run, they die. They can't believe the tolls that are being paid here. You know, it's like if you got a job and you work in the city, it's costing you $500 a month in tolls. You need $500 a month just to get to work in tolls. So they lied to us. When the tax cheats take your money, they never give it back. Here's even a better example. We used to watch TV for free. They had commercials. And the commercials used to pay for the free TV. So, and as a benefit to us getting free television, we had to watch commercials, or we could escape them, but the commercials would always be there. And people used to say, I hate those commercials. So somebody said, you know what? There's cable TV coming. And with cable TV, there's no commercials. You pay for the cable TV, and that's why there's no commercials. And everybody said, that's great. And they all signed up for cable TV. And in the beginning, there was no commercials. I just watched last night the Vikings. I never saw so many commercials. I watched Fox News covering Donald Trump's speech in Alabama. He had a sold-out house, so people were waiting out in the fields. And he was giving a speech. And you know Fox News has it in for Trump. Every chance they get, they give him a zinger. I saw Chris Wallace today. He was interviewing the guy that was accused of tugging on a woman's sleeve. And Chris Wallace was giving him the Spanish Inquisition. I couldn't watch it. I had to turn it off because it was so obvious it was a hit. But Trump was on Fox News. And he was talking to the people of Alabama. Now, Trump's a New Yorker with New York values. And here he is in Alabama. I think he was in Mobile. With about 21,000 in the audience shouting, "We want Trump, we want Trump." He worked that audience up so magnificently. He was building it. He said one thing, they fed him right back. He said another thing, they agreed right back. And they they were worked up. They were getting ready to go wild. Fox, right at the crescendo, Fox goes to 8 commercials. Kill that whole momentum of watching that show. 8 commercials. I didn't stick around for 8 commercials. I jumped to a new company you got to pay attention to. OAN, One American News. Typically pro-American. They got no axe to grind, but they give Trump full coverage. There was not one commercial while he spoke. They covered Trump 100%. And that's One American News. And you should support them. You should at least give them some TV time. American News Network. Now, there's another guy who's on Newsweek. Newsweek magazine. Is that what it's called? Newsmax magazine. And I used to like Newsmax, but I see them doing a Trump hit too. And I see conservatives doing a Trump hit. I have no use for the National Repuke, I call it now. It used to be the National Review. And the Weekly Stand Down, which is the Weekly Standard. These are supposedly hard-line conservative magazines, but they're no better than the rhinos, the rhino rats. But on Newsmax magazine, Newsmax TV, at 9 o'clock at night, is a guy, Michael Dennis Lynch, or Dennis Michael Lynch. I keep getting it confused. I think it's called MDL, Michael Dennis Lynch. He is fantastic. And what's good about him, he makes his own videos. So he goes down to the Mexican border, he films it, he brings it back, and he can tell you everything about it. He is fantastic. He is going to be great. Follow him. He is good for the country. Having said that, I'm going to play you American Elvis, and I will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea
shining city. To that last part. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
Okay, we're back. And we were talking about the Tea Party comments on the communists naming American warships after communists. And I started to read you about a girl named Joyce, and she's very good. And I didn't finish it, but what we have in Congress is a mirror reflection of our society. So she's telling us we're the sinner and we're allowing sin to happen. It is because we as a society have a large enough portion of our population that are on the same level of dishonor and dysfunction. America needs to embrace and adhere to the foundational values of our forefathers. And I said, when murder will become the law of the land. When murder is acceptable, murder will become the law of the land. And that's what we got with abortion. We're killing our own people. Those are all American citizens who the founding fathers gave the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They're having their right to LLP taken away from them, even though they are a living human being in development. I notice a lot of women have some pretty political savvy. Judith says, our society is not made up of traitors, Islamic terrorists, supporters, thugs, and abusers of law and constitution. The Democrat Party has been aiming for communism since Roosevelt, way back, and became stronger with JFK Johnson. Increased during Carter, Clinton, and now Obama eras. Federal government has set the tone. Federal government has set the tone. Obama has set the tone for criminals to be freed. He had to free 5,000 drug dealers because they're going to be handling the big loads coming in from Cuba. He needed a sales force, so he put a sales force out in the field. Follow the money. Follow the money that comes after they leave office. Obama has set the tone for criminals to be free to do what they want. Police to stand down so criminals can have the freedom, their freedom. Obamacare to cause loss of jobs, reduce payroll of citizens. I got to tell you, there's going to be a lot of people on the unemployment line. Robots is coming, folks. Robots is coming. If you got a job that a robot can do, you're going to be replaced. Jimmy says we have the Margaret Kaufman mentality in Congress, it seems. I don't know who she is. Kenneth Bowman, Rosemary's Baby, Obama, hates America, especially the military. Oh, he does. He does. I'd like to be a fly on the wall in the White House just to count the number of times he says honky mother Fletcher. Bruce Sims, and we reciprocate and hate him right back. I will admit I'm a Christian, and many will say you shouldn't hate. Well, I do hate some things as God hates some things. And he said he did in Zechariah 8:16. Oh, the left hates it when people quote Bible passage. Yeah, I saw this comedian, he was saying, a Russian comedian, he's very good. He was saying, it's in the Bible, all the oil in the world belongs to the USA. It's verse 10W40. Yeah. Okay, Phil says, well, Kenneth B., we hate Obama. And I have an outhouse out back that I want to name after him. Change the back with this unholy crab finally leaves the witness. Change it back. That's what we're talking about, the name. When this unholy crowd leaves the White House. Do you know that the Clintons were selling bedroom time to anybody that donated big money to the Lincoln bedroom? You can get a night in the Lincoln bedroom. How's that? How do you think old Abe would feel about that? And what else? What was the other thing they were selling? Oh, they had a Christmas. They decorated one year the Christmas tree with condoms and dildos. Did you know that? Oh, media's not going to tell you how bad they are. They'll tell the world how bad you are. Asa. Oh, no. Asa's a phony. He's selling a lie. How to make money. Grizzman. The move has rankled some Republicans. They will stomp their feet, write a strongly worded objection, then hold their breath until the next thing comes along. What a bunch of cowards. That's right, they are. They're no-can-do people. That's why we need Trump. Trump is the only can-doer. They had Trump on today. He was in Staten Island. He was being endorsed by the policemen. Veterans, police veterans. And he took questions. He takes questions from everybody. He is fair, and he takes questions. And he was being accused by one woman reporter, not campaigning enough in New York. And then he named five cities he was in last night, and five cities he's going to be in today. Nobody works harder than Trump. The guy only needs 4 hours sleep. He gets up in the morning. He's already at work. And he is fantastic. He does 3 states a day. And he's faster than anybody else because he can move faster. He's got his own plane. He has rallies in airplane hangars. He gets up, he lands, comes out, gives a speech. Everybody loves him. He goes on to the next stop. And he even goes home at night. Yeah, he loves New York, but he loves Florida. And the Southland loves him. This is the thing that gets me. The Southland loves Trump. Alabama, they went boinkers for him. And you know what? You're for Trump, he's for you. And if he can help you, he's going to help you. And nobody talks about his good deeds because, like a good Christian, you don't brag about your good deeds. You do them quietly and go unnoticed. But he helps a lot of people. He sent 25,000 to Sergeant Tamarussi after Obama left him to die in a Mexican prison for 214 days. You didn't see Obama negotiating for the release of Sergeant Tamarussi, but he was negotiating for the release, the swap of one Bo Bird call for 5 Taliban bigwigs, 2 governors and 1 province chief, 1 CIA type intelligence head, and the other guy was a IED instructor. And that's who Obama gave back to the battlefield in exchange for a traitor. Allen says, shows how much he likes to honor our military rules. He's a rat. He's no good. He hates this country. Oh, by the way, speaking of people that hate this country, whatever happened to Eric Holder? You know, Eric Holder packaged the Mark Rich pardon for President Clinton. That was a couple of mil. He put it all together. So Clinton pardoned Mark Rich. But he was the buffer. So they couldn't say, well, Clinton did it. No. Eric Holder did it. So Eric Holder got rewarded. He got to run guns into Mexico and kill Border Patrol guards. But you haven't heard Boof since he's been back. You know where he is? He went back to a law firm he's a partner in. You know what their specialty is? Making connections for big business to get the politicians. This is a disgrace, says Anthony, does not deserve a ship named after them in the military. Obozo once again proves his real disdain for our military. You know how disdainful he was when he left them to die in Benghazi and made up that BS story about an anti-Islam video. Yeah, I saw that video. You know what number on YouTube I saw it. You know what number I was when I went there? I was number 42. And there were three guys after me. If you can get arrested for hunting or fishing without a license, but not for entering or remaining in the country illegally, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses but is run by idiots. If you have to get your parents' permission to go on a field trip or take an aspirin in school, but not to get an abortion, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses now run by idiots. If you must show your identification to board a plane, cash a check, buy liquor, or check out a library book, I got to see more, and rent a video, but not to vote for who runs the government, you might live in a nation that's run by geniuses and founded by geniuses, but run by idiots. If the government wants to prevent a stable, law-abiding citizens from owning a gun, from owning gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, but gives 20 F-16 fighter jets to the crazy new leaders in Egypt, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses but not run by idiots. Don't worry about Egypt. Worry about Pakistan. Egypt, you got a friendly guy there. Egypt, you got an Egyptian army that's for the people. Don't worry about Egypt. You worry about Pakistan. They got 200 nukes, and every day the Taliban drives by the door saying, when are we going to get them? Worry about Pakistan. Whatever happened to the doctor that identified bin Laden? Is out of the press. Is there any journalist standing up, seeing if he got beat on the feet again today with rods? Whatever happened to that doctor? How come we can release five Taliban chiefs, but we can't get one doctor out of Pakistani prison? Do you think Trump would leave that doctor there? Not in your life. That's another thing on my list for Trump. If an 80-year-old woman or a 3-year-old girl who is confined to a wheelchair can be strip-searched by the TSA, but a woman in a burqa or hijab is only subject to having her neck and head searched, you might live in a nation that was, you know what it is. If a 7-year-old boy, this guy keeps tracking the news. If a 7 in the nation's largest city, this is really a joke, you can buy 2 16-ounce sodas, but not one 24-ounce sodas, because 24 ounces of a sugary drink might make you fat. You might live in that nation. I have a picture of Obama leaving a restaurant with Mohammed Bloomberg. The 32 ounce, you know, he does short arm inspections in subway restrooms. He'll pull a raid. He'll go in there with his 32 ounce beaker and check it, make sure that nobody's drinking sugary drinks. So he's coming out of the restaurant with Obama, and he goes, "This is not a drug test. This is only for sugar. And you can go on the paper if you want." Unbelievable, man. And now we got de Blasio, the communist. If hard work and success are met with higher taxes, folks, the taxes are too high. Everybody could get a tax refund tomorrow. You know what? You elect me president, I'll make two promises today that I'll keep. One, I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. And two, the new tax law will be send what you think is fair. Yeah, unbelievable. If you pay your mortgage faithfully, denying yourself the newest big screen TV, while your neighbor buys iPhones, timeshares, a wall-sized do-it-all plasma screen TV, and new cars, and the government forgives his debt when he defaults on his marriage, you might be in trouble. If the government's plan for getting people back to work to provide incentives for not working by granting 99 weeks of unemployment benefits without any requirement that you prove gainful employment, but couldn't find anything, you might live in that nation. A 7-year-old boy can be thrown out of school by saying his teacher is cute, but hosting a sexual exploration or diversity class in grade school is perfectly acceptable. I've got to tell you, when people say they're on their way to college, I say, oh, yeah, how close is the nearest abortion clinic? Yeah, it is terrible. And the tuitions are so high that the kids have to go and work in strip clubs. Or worse. If the government cracks down on legal gun sales to law-abiding citizens while secretly supplying illegal guns to Mexican drug cartels, you might live in that country. If your local government, Chicago, outlawed gun ownership for the safety of its citizens and now boasts the worst murder rate in the country, remember Rahm Emanuel? Never let a good crisis go to waste. That's how they operate. That's how the communists operate. I'm going to give you a tune and I'll come back and read some more. I'm going to give you a little Italian.
I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, with her sad pizzeria. I keep soup and minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I adore you. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I live for you. And passione. You have set my heart on fire. But Angelina never listens to my song. I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be a my cara mia, then I'll join in matrimony with the girl that serves spumoni, and Angelina will be mine. C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mamma mia. Picchi mia, tutta rara, mamma mia, pagaccio tu. Si tu doni alla musicante, i tu vai, i tu vieni, sembra lo strumento in mano te. Si ci picchi avanti, sì, lo strumento, picchi mia. Oh mamma, zumba, zumba, macola. Oh mamma, zumba. da. C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, per mare da. Fichi mi a cucciolare, mamma mia, per faccio di. Se c'è non a fiscia oro, in ti va, in ti vende sempre baccalale, maledere. Dici mi che affanno sia, baccalà su mamma, oh mamma, in i vanno su ma baccalà, non hanno tu, oh mamma, in i vanno su ma baccalà, non hanno tu, oh mamma, in i vanno su ma baccalà, sì sì, su, da, oh mamma, in i vanno su ma baccalà, in i vanno su ma baccalà, non hanno tu, ma baccalà, non hanno tu, oh mamma, su ma baccalà.
Back. I'm reading some of these blogs from the Tea Party, and I notice more and more people are now using the word communist, and that's good, because we got to get these rats exposed out in the open. For a long time, they've been hiding behind other labels, like liberal, progressive. They're all communists. They have a communist agenda. Peter says, so let me get this straight. If you're a politician for 25 or 30 years mooching off the people's dime, that makes you a hero? WTF. People that put their lives on the line for these assholes get a back seat. I got to tell you, Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising they'll never run again. Go back, check your history. This country is becoming a joke. We should honor real heroes, not slimy politicians. One term per termite solves the problem. Levin would never be there for 25 years. And you know, if they get one term, they made a rule. You know the rules? One term in office gives you a pension for life. And that gives your wife a pension. This country is becoming a joke. I don't know of one that is worthy of this honor. Retta May says, Brotherhood communists take over without a shot fired. Muslims laugh at Americans for being so dumb. And she took it from a link below, and it says, Obama is a sleeper agent for world communism. And as Louis Farrakhan stated, Obama was selected before he was elected. Ooh, that's a good one. Obama was selected before he was elected. You think that's happening in the Rhino Rat Party right now? Have they selected somebody? The following telling video is an interview with Tom Fife. And then it goes on. There's a physicist and a U.S. government contractor who claims that in 1992, while visiting Moscow, you want to know what it's about? A woman with undying allegiance to Soviet communism, the Soviet Union had recently collapsed, And they told him that a black man in December 91 named Barrick, born of a white American woman and an African male, was being groomed by communists to be and would be elected president of the United States. Never saw it. Can't substantiate it. I'm just reading what was written. But I know a guy who knows more about communism than Stalin. And if we ever want to get some fact checks backed up, we can do it. Obama needs to spend about 12 weeks in the Marine Corps, or is the Marine Corps, as he said, un-American, so-and-so. You know who's another rat like Carl Levin, even worse than Carl Levin? He's from Chicago. He's a senator. He labeled the entire U.S. military, Dick Durbin. They call him Turban Durbin. He labeled the entire U.S. Marine Corps as a terrorist organization. And he got away with it. Should have been impeached 5 minutes later. Judith says Obama aims to slap USA in the face at every turn he can take, steal, or abuse. Obama should no longer be respected by anyone in the federal government as a president. Obama is a traitor, and traitors should not be respected. Obama is showing disrespect now, as he has done since he stole office, all with the support of the Communist Democrat Party. I love you, Judith. And it's not too late to impeach him. You know, they're going to say you can't impeach him. He's almost out of office. Slow him down. Impeach him and slow him down, because he's up to no good. Do not let Gitmo empty out, because he's got plans for Gitmo. He's going to hand it over to the Soviets. And he should be in Gitmo, Judith says. Bruce says Obama will ultimately suffer the same fate as his false prophet Muhammad and burn in hell together. Okay, yes, I can give you 10 more comments. Let's see if we got some real good ones here. Guys quoting the fall of Babylon. 18, after these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, Babylon the Great is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her. So I guess he's a Bible. He's from South Georgia State College. See the guys in, what was it, Tulane University? They were supporting Trump. And they sent the football thugs over to beat him up. Yet another job for Trump to do as president, renamed that warship. I think our government has their head in the sand. They don't want to see things in the right. Now they're talking, I'm not going there. They should have named it after Obama, the USS, and there's a dirty word. How about naming a ship House of Lies, or Broom Hillary, or Democrats, Benedicts, Commie Rats? Well, we were learning when the wall fell came down, that wasn't the end of communism, even though the conservatives told us it was and Reagan won it. Reagan did a good job, but he didn't beat communism. Ben says, Obama simply is not one of us. He's not an American. He's a Muslim traitor surrounded by Muslim czars with an Iranian-born Muslim right-hand woman, Valerie Jarrett. He hates America. He hates democracy, the Constitution, our culture, our traditions, and our values. He was handpicked by the Democrats and shoved down the throats of Americans who have had to endure two terms of apologetic tours, appeasement to the Muslims, the Russians, the Chinese, Iranians, and Mexico, countless scandals, trampling of the Constitution, laws of the land, and wide open borders, hundreds of thousands of Muslims. Ben is a man of color. He's not African-American, but he's a man of color. And he's from a university. Hundreds of thousands of Muslims have been relocated to the USA and their locations kept secret. This is scary, folks. We're going to have mass deportations. It's going to come. It's going to come because we're at war. We've been at war since 3,000 Americans cried for help. And were immolated in New York City at the Clinton Towers. Every day this monster unleashes something new to bring this country down. How long, Lord, how must we endure this unrelenting, horrific attack on everything that America holds near and dear to our once great country? Great only because you have blessed it beyond than any nation, other than any nation on earth. Help us, Lord, to turn back to you, so that we can once again enjoy your blessings. And a guy says we elected him because of slavery guilt, which was forced on us. But I never owned a slave. When my father came here, he had no slaves. And my mother had no slaves. But they want me to pay reparations out of my hard-earned money. You know what my Italian grandmother says? Bafangu. What do you expect from an asinine, self-consented, conceited idiot like Obama? You can't call him an idiot. He's doing what he's told to do. Garbage barge, name it Obama. He wanted to name it the USS Mohammed or the USS Ali Akbar, just to honor where his true allegiances are. All the corrupt politicians, folks, you can end corruption in Washington tomorrow. One term per termite. No pension. No pension. If you serve your country, you don't get a pension. You get your things, get out. So, break for a tune. I'm going to listen to this. I know it says a Shokin farewell. I don't know what it is. And I'm curious. I'll cut it short if it doesn't sound good. I'm dedicating this to all our Southern brothers who the communists want to divide and pit us against. You believed in states' rights. You broke away from the United States because you wanted to form your own free and independent country. And we declared war because we wanted a United States. You had your reasons. We had our reasons. Now we are one and the same. And you had to start all over again and rebuild your native land. And we love you. It's only the communist rats that want to keep us divided. The Hollywood comedians. And we cannot let anybody split us apart. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your love of country. And thank you for being our brothers. A lot of aching in that song. Mm-hmm.
that's our show, folks. God keep you safe.